Tell us about this Connecticut story before we go to some of the other
questions. Well, I had a client from Coast call up and schedule an appointment. And she was a gal in her 60s and gave me her birthday and so on. And she also gave me the one of the dates she wanted me to run was the date of the Great Hartford Circus Fire.
Okay. Why?
Well, that's, I didn't, I, you know, I figured, when you do what I do, you get some pretty odd requests. I won't get into some of them, but that one was, you know, that actually wasn't all that bad in comparison to some of the stuff I've heard.
Now, wait a minute. Have you ever listened to us on a Friday night?
Yeah. I know. They're, as they say, George, they're out there.
Okay.
Anyway, so she wanted me to run this, and she gave me that date and a couple of other important dates, and I ran them up. I'm sitting down that afternoon. This probably goes back to the late fall of 05, I think. It was after one of our shows, I think the August of 04 show. It was after that one. That's where she heard us. And I'm sitting down to do this, and I looked at two of the time tracks, and I said, geez, what did I do, run the same thing twice? Because they were, my eyes said these are identical. So I took a hard, closer look at them, and one had her birthday, and one had the Great Hartford Circus Fire date. Okay, and I said, wait a minute, whoa. The printer must have hiccuped here and cranked out two of these and put the wrong name on one of them. Okay, so I went back and I didn't just rerun them from the finished files. I went in and I recreated them from the database. And I had them out again and I ran them up and I ran them out and I looked at them. And the hair on the back of my head stood up. These two time tracks for two entirely different days of two entirely different years were absolutely as close to being two peas in a pod as one could get. And I said to myself, well, now this is going to be interesting. That fire, this woman is a walking version of that fire.
That was July 6, 1944.
44 or 43, that's right.
44, 167
right.
People dead, 487 injured.
Right. Well, guess what? I get into the session. She lost her brother was horribly burned. She lost this aunt. Her brother was horribly burned. He eventually committed suicide. Her mother went sort of off the deep end. All of the critical events in her life, including men that have come along in her life, have all in some way had something to do with the fire.
How weird.
Now, I knew going in it was going to be strange. I wasn't expecting it to be that strange. And the interesting thing about it is that this was the 18-year snapshot, 9 years ago and 9 years of future, for both the date of the fire and her birthday. So in other words, it wasn't a snapshot of the fire at the time it happened in 44. It was that date in 44 run forward to the years we're now in. Okay. What's interesting is that every other page of those two time tracks would have been just as identical as the 18 years I was looking at. So this woman was that fire. And everything around her and it turns out she was the reason they went. She was the cranky 6 or 7-year-old who insisted they all go.
Oh,
she was
gosh.
The one who got friends of the family to go. And you got to remember, this is during the war, so it was a lot of women and children. A lot of the men were at war.
And she's got to live with this forever.
That's right.